We're doing the Doshot Aran. We're up to page Chaf Zayin in the Shalem edition, page Mem in the Mishor edition, and page Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalid in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. The Ran had left us with the thought that when Yaakov grabbed his brother's heel in utero, that was an indication of something that was yet to come, as we find the prophet a millennium later, the prophet Hosea says, look at what I did for you, I let you grab your brother's heel. The prophet aligns two concepts. The prophet says, I had you grab his heel, and you overcame an angel. The prophet seems to say there's a connection. So the prophet is telling us the idea of his grabbing the heel was supernatural. It's not normal that a baby can grab something that big when they're in the stomach and they're going to be born that way throughout the birth process. It's going to stick and that's the way they're going to be born. But Hashem says that was to indicate a concept. By the same token, says the Ran, Aval adayin tzarich biyu, we still have to explain the who and that is. Ki ma shesarat Elokim de'ono, that which the Navi Hosea says, you overcame an angel with your strength. I gave you the strength to overcome an angel. Haya inyan mo'il be'atzmo. That was something that had its own purpose. Meaning the fact that he overcame the angel was something that was beneficial on the spot. Ki ha-malach ahu haya saro shel Esav, because that angel was the angel of Esav, k'mo shehodiyunu rabotenu zal, as our sages taught us in the Midrash, v'chisara alav, and when Yaakov overcame the angel of Esav, hora she'echnio, that was a sign that he already overpowered Esav. And that's why that fight with the angel had to happen the night before he met with Esav. That was his insistence on receiving the blessings then. He said, before I meet with your representative down below, you will admit that I overpowered you. Leval yinaged b'moshlo b'Esav. Leval yinaged b'moshlo b'Esav. So that this angel won't get in the way when Yaakov literally takes rule over Esav. Avel eskim ala bracha shebercho Yitzchak, the angel agreed to the blessing Yitzchak had blessed him, k'mo she'ora umro, as the verse over there indicates, v'yivarech oto sham, he blessed him there. V'zal derech ma shamru rabotenu zal, the way our sages taught, en hakadosh baruch hu nifra mumad shenifra me'elokei hatchila. God does not punish a nation before he takes their angel to task first. There's an order in the world. Before there's the downfall of an empire, their representation in heaven is brought down. And then what happens down below is just an offshoot of that. Aval ma she'akav achiv babeten, but that which Yaakov grabbed his brother's foot, his heel in the stomach, lo haya ki imot moreh levad, that would seem to be simply a sign of what was yet to come. Lo inyan mu'il be'atzmo, not something that was beneficial on its own. Ad she'yeh ra'uy she'yazkirenu Hashem yitbarach b'toch chotav li'Yaakov. It doesn't seem to make sense that when God is rebuking Yaakov and he says, you know, I've done such good for you, you can rely on me. Why is it you don't have faith in me? Look at what I've done. I let you grab his heel. Big deal. That's a sign. What good is there in that? It seems when God says, look at what I've done. I let you overpower an angel. That we understand had its purpose. That's why that was beneficial on the spot. But the fact that he grabbed his heel seems to be just a sign, an indication of what was yet to come. Why is that something that God says to the Jewish people, you should have faith in me. Look at what I can do for you. Maybe here we have to draw on what the Ramban said. Ki kashana says a dimyon befoel dome lema sheraui sheikre ba'atid yitkayem atid ol kol panim. That when we do a sign for something that's yet to come, that's a way of locking in the future. The sign is a way of already bringing what's yet to come into the world. We saw this in the Ramban in the Drashot, and there's also a Ramban on the Torah. The Ramban says that the whole idea of Maaseh Avot Siman Lebanim, that what happened to the forefathers is a sign of what was to happen with their children. What do we need the sign for? He says it's not a code. If you could figure it out, you know what will be in the future. The idea is, in order to lock in the future, to lock in the good of the future, God made these signs through the forefathers. That's why the prophets do all kinds of actions within their prophecies. As the prophet Jeremiah commanded his disciple Baruch ben Neriah, the prophet tells him, when you finish reading this book, this parchment that I've written, tie it with a rock, tie a rock to it, throw it into the Euphrates, and say, just as this parchment sinks, so too Babylon will sink. What's the idea? The idea is, once you've done that, the prophecy has already begun happening. Just as Elisha, when he was talking to the king of Israel, he said to him, shoot the arrow. He shot. Elisha said, that arrow is a salvation for God, or a salvation against the Aramean Empire. And then he tells him, okay, now bang it down on the floor. He starts banging on the floor, and he bangs. After three times, the king stops. So the prophet got upset at him. He's lying on his deathbed. He told the king, I want you to hit the floor with it. And the prophet got upset at him. He said, I meant for you to hit the floor five or six times. Then you would have won so many battles that you would have completely destroyed the Aramean Empire. That time, now that you stopped hitting the floor after three times, you decided that's enough. Shalosh pamim taket ram, you will only overcome them in three battles. Hinenire, what we see here is ki kasha yase ez poal meit Hashem itbarach, domein lema sheikre ba'atid, when God has something happen, which is a sign of what is yet to come, hapoel adimyoni hahu, that action, that figurative action, mekayem ha'atid sheyavo bli safek, that ensures of what is to come in the future, undoubtedly. That's why God says to Yaakov when he's rebuking him, God says, look at what kindness I did for you. That God fulfilled, God already began a fulfillment of what was yet to come. It's not just a sign, he's holding the foot, so oh, now we know that's what's the godly agenda. God says, no, from the minute you were born, I started fulfilling that decree that's yet to be fulfilled, that you will have the ultimate kingdom. An empire that is contingent on time is an empire that will ultimately cease. Kmo kval tafas, and Yaakov already had a hold of that empire, which was going to be fleeting. Velifnei sofo akvo, and before the conclusion of that empire, he already grabbed onto it. He already overtook it. So that's the idea here is that Yaakov will have a permanent empire. Yaakov already had a passing empire also. We also had our golden era. The Malchut Zmani Posek Vatafaz. Yaakov already had that passing empire. V'lifnei Sofo Akvo. And before the end of Esav's passing empire, Yaakov will overtake him. And the idea is, what's it telling us? That it's going to be a permanent empire then. If it was just about a passing empire, that he already had. But that which he took hold of his heel in utero, that's an allusion to what the prophet Ovadia says, that ultimately the house of Jacob will be like a fire, and the house of Esav will be like straw. And then the redeemers will go up Esav's mountaintop. God wanted this illusion as a fulfillment, as a beginning of a fulfillment of the prophecy. Because when Esav's kingdom will be over and all those rebellious ones will be wiped out, then there'll still be a king that will sit on Hashem's throne, and that's the Mashiach that Hashem was alluding to already at Yaakov's birth. So, okay, the truth is the Ran is about to start questioning that, but that's where we'll pick up next week. The Ran explained the Ramban's understanding, and next week we'll see his questions on that.
So, Yaakov had an empire during Shlomo?
We had an empire during Shlomo, during Achav. We had times when we had our golden era. And Shlomo Melch time, the Chazal say, all the kingdoms were subservient to Shlomo. And Achad's time, Chazal say, all the kingdoms were subservient to Achad. We had our golden era.